down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hello, this is MTP, the old thing of bands, just the drummer, and the band.
Hey, it's Dana Snell from the Bicycle.
This is Richard here from the
Hello, everybody. This is Alexander Ortiz. I play in the We Are Wolf.
Hey, this is Liz from Florida.
And hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Birmingham.
Hi, this is Jay Slapik from the Desert Lake, and you're listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony and Matt at Brand Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website, and these charts are for the week ending Tuesday, June 25th, 2013. Brian's going to tell you what to find if you go to that website.
You can find so much stuff at earshot-online.com, which is Earshot, the national campus and community radio program, published every Tuesday evening at that website. You can find the entire national top 50 from which we play selections in the top 20 of the next 2 hours of the program, so stay tuned. All kinds of new stuff coming your way today. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, and they also have other published charts, including weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, folk roots and blues, and more, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features, reviews, interviews, loads more. Check it out.
And if you want to contact us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/Earshot20. Our home on Facebook and Twitter @Earshot20. That's our handle. All great ways to talk to us and reach out if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. We want to hear from you and feature you on the show in the midst of the charts. And we'll be doing that today and in the coming weeks with some bands. Awesome show lined up for you today. We're going to have the top 20, of course. We're going to have your entertainment 411, and we'll be talking to a couple of artists coming up in the program as well. Rob Johannes from Paint, an Ontario-based band. You'll hear from him a little later on. And we're going to be talking with our number 2 artist this week, Paul Martin, who joins us again on the program. He was rattled last year, talked to us at the end of the year for the top 20 of 2012, and now they're back on the charts and charting quite high for entering the charts again. They entered at number 8, and they've been sticking right at number 2 now. Yeah. So it's going to be big.
I don't have anything to add to that.
All right, let's get into it then and start counting down.
It's going to be good stuff. Stay tuned. Coming up to start off the show is number 20. Lots of juggling this week. This is all the way down from number 6, No Joy, from the album Wait to Pleasure. You're going to hear a track called Lunar Phobia. At our 19, falling 10 spots, is Colin Stetson from the album New History of Warfare, Volume 3, To See More Light. You're going to hear And In Truth. And also in the set before we come back, you're going to hear Unbelievers by Vampire Weekend. Their new record is at number 18, down from 13, is called Modern Vampires of the City.
Lots more on the way. Stay tuned. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
We'll be right back. See your shot 20. That was Vampire Weekend with a track called Unbelievers. They're number 18 this week, falling from number 13. And their newest album is called Modern Vampires of the City. For that number 19, down 10 spots is Colin Stetson, New History Warfare Volume 3 to See More Light, and a track called And in Truth. And starting off that set was Lung Phobia, and that is by No Joy from the album Wait to Pleasure. Number 20, down from number 6.
And if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums from 20 to number 1, of course, in reverse order. And if you're just tuning in, you're probably now paying as much attention as I am, because I was not paying attention. That song ended on me, and I was just like, oh boy,
doing too much work.
It's time.
You shouldn't tell people how bad you are at things.
No, because then...
People wouldn't know.
This is the honesty thing I'm talking about. We're honest with the listeners. They appreciate it more.
No, I'd appreciate it more if you didn't.
I'd appreciate if you didn't tell people how bad you were. All right, fine. I'll keep it to myself next time. But people are going to be disappointed that we're not being honest with them. All right, coming up in just a little bit, you're going to get that interview with Rob Johannes from Paint. It's going to be a great interview. You're also going to hear your Entertainment 401. That'll be in this hour. Next hour of the program, though, an interview with our number two artist. And it was great to talk to Paul again this time around. And he's really excited about their new album. They've got another album out, second full length. And he's a bit of different dynamic to this one, of course. They're both in different places, the guy that he normally records with and writes music with. So it's pretty interesting to talk to him, so you get part of that. But before we get to that, we've got to bring you a few more songs, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right, we're about to bring you two records that are new to the program. The number 17 up from 30 is the debut self-titled record by the Courtneys, and you're going to hear a track called Social Anxiety. And debuting at number 16 is the influential electronic duo of Scottish brothers Michael Sanderson and Marcus Ruine, returning with their much-anticipated first album in 6 years. Of course, that is Boards of Canada and the album Tomorrow's Harvest, and you're going to hear a track called Sundown.
All right, stick around. There's more on the way. See your shot 20.
Number 17.
it's the Earshot 20.
And from their new record, Tomorrow's Harvest, debuting at number 16 this week is Boards of Canada, with a track called Sundan. And starting off that set at number 17, first time in the program, coming up from number 30 the week before was the self-titled debut record by the Courtneys on Hockey Dad. And that was a track called Social Anxiety. This is the charts for the week ending Tuesday, June 25th, 2013.
If you're just tuning in, it's Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from Earshot Online. And we're taking a quick break from that now to chat with Rob Joannis of the Toronto-based band Paint. Rob, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. And your second full-length album now, Where We Are Today, tell us a bit about the creative process behind that album.
There was a Kitchener-based band called Spirits, who used to be a couple of members of the Miniatures, who kind of toured all across Canada and were on Sonic Onion Records. And we got to open for them, and I was kind of fanboy, you know, following them around, checking out all their shows, talking about their gear. And I learned that Ian Smith of Spirits was also a record producer and a professional songwriter with EMI, and he just kind of took a keen interest in us and wanted to produce our record. So he and I wrote a couple of songs together. We wrote Boomerang and Girl in the Frame. And I went and moved out to Kitchener for a couple of weeks and then sort of lived up there and just collaborated with him really on the album, and the other band members sort of came and went as they did, and it ended up being one of the most satisfying experiences that I've had working on many records over the years as a musician all across the country. And so Where We Are Today, that album is really just kind of a snapshot of where we were, I guess, at that time. In April 2011 was actually, and there was a documentary about it that you can check out on our YouTube channel as well.
And you're a four-piece group, so you mentioned about some of the band members changing. Are you the original four from the very beginning, or has there been some change of band members over your two albums that you've had?
It actually started in Vancouver originally, because I used to live out there, and it was with Matt LaForest of a band called Astoria that I was just a big fan of, and Paula McGlynn, who was in Paper Moon with me, because I was a guitarist in Paper Moon for a while. And we kind of started Paint together there, but then, you know, life happened, and I was kind of the only one that could move to Toronto, and I sort of started it again from here. We still keep in touch. We still actually write songs together. There's a new song we have called Bonfire Vanities that was not on. It's going to be on our upcoming EP that we're sort of in the early stages of working on. Paula and I wrote that together. So they're still kind of part of the band indirectly, but it sort of took 4 years to find the lineup while we, you know, played 200 shows or so all across the country. Just to sort of find the right pieces. When you have that chemistry that's so unique and so special, which is what I had with Matt and Paula, I guess I kind of took it for granted and thought that I could just find that anywhere with anybody. But so the lineup we have now with Jordan Shepherdson on guitar and Devin Janetta from Shortwave on formerly of Shortwave on drums, and then Jenna Strutman's the bass player, and it's finally become a unit again, and we're all working together and everything's great. So, you know, there are a few detours in between, but those are the two that really matter.
And how do you find the reception is in Toronto, in your home, where your home is now and beyond, throughout Canada? How is the reception of this album and the band in general?
It's getting increasingly better. The thing with Paint is we're definitely a live act first. I think the way to really experience us is to see us live, because there's such a visual element through our stage show. Audiences have been getting sort of increasingly respectful as we've gone along. It's not always sort of a get up and dance kind of crowd, but there's a lot of eye contact, and that's always my test if a show's going well, is if you can look to the back of the room and see if the people at the back, that's saying at the bar, are watching the stage. So people have been really, really respectful and really great, and we've kind of taken a really community-oriented approach of putting friends, fans, and peers first, rather than chasing the music industry, and that has resulted in a lot of great returns in terms of just people continually coming back to see us, regardless of what city we're in. Toronto, of course, seems to be the centerpiece, but that's just because we're here all the time. So it's been great. We're really grateful for all the support we've got.
And what can people expect from this record? What will you hope that people take away from it?
Well, the thing about a record is once you record it and release it, it's not really yours anymore. So it's almost like whatever intentions you have to become the property of the audience to sort of reflect the meaning of it back to you. The thing that we usually look for is could any song be a single? That's really the benchmark by which songs get selected or how they're written. So I think the thing we hope people can experience is that it can be that sort of old school for some, but not for me, of listening to an album from start to finish and not skipping a track and just enjoying it from the beginning to the end and seeing how the stories and the characters all, what they have in common to blow out your ears in the process, I guess, because there's a lot of textures and a lot of loud guitars, and it's a lot of fun.
Very cool. All right, if you want more from Paint, check them out online, paintband.com, and we're posting that link to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. So check it out, and you're going to hear some from Paint.
Right now, Rob, good to have you drop us a line, and in an Earshot Extra spot this week,
here's Paint on the Earshot 20.
Earshot
Center with Anthony Edmond and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
Thank you.
number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Ellie by Dirty Beaches this week, sitting at number 14, sitting still with the double album Drifters, Love is the Devil. Before that, the Besnard Lakes with a track from Until in Excess, Imperceptible UFO, their latest album, and a track called And Her Eyes Were Painted Gold. And before that, you heard from Paint, and you heard a track called Strangers.
If you're just tuning in, Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums from the Earshot-Online charts. Go check it out, and going to take a quick break from that now. Give you your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20. Entertainment for one year.
James Keast, editor-in-chief of Exclaim magazine, with this week's music news and album updates. It's been a good summer for Pharrell Williams. He's featured on two of the, arguably, the songs of the summer, both Daft Punk's Get Lucky and Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines, but he's also getting sued by Will.i.am. Pharrell recently launched the I Am Other brand of clothing and other items, and apparently Will.i.am feels like he owns the words I Am and claims that they are his and his alone. The lawsuit, which Pharrell has expressed he wishes they could settle out of court, is currently moving forward, and ongoing debate about whether or not one can trademark words like I Am. Decisive drops the Dark Tape this week. The man known as Derek Kristoff, who ostensibly retired after the release of last year's Jonestown 3, The Dream Is Over, spontaneously dropped a new album earlier this week. Produced by longtime friend and collaborator Norman from The Archaeologists, The Dark Tape was completed in just a few days and features only first takes by Kristoff on all of his raps. Canadian punk pioneers DOA are taking a little longer to say goodbye, having announced their retirement earlier this year in order for frontman and founder Joe Keithley to focus on provincial politics in British Columbia. The band are touring throughout the U.S. this summer and are expected to head to Europe in the fall. September should also see the release of a new live album, Welcome to Chinatown. The double LP is expected to contain parts or all of the band's farewell shows in Vancouver from this past January. The band's label, Sudden Death, have also announced a reissue of their classic 1982 EP, War on 45. It will be available on vinyl on September 3rd. In new release news this week, electronic pioneer Matthew Herbert's new album has once again taken on an unusual concept. The man behind such projects as One Pig, which sampled noises on One Pig's journey from birth to plate, has just released The End of Silence, the sound of which is taken exclusively from a clip of a bomb dropped by pro-Gaddafi forces in Libya that's only 5 seconds long. Herbert extends and processes this 5-second-long clip into 3 distinct suites on the new full-length album. Canadian hip-hop legend Maestro, whose 1989 album Symphony in Effect, featuring Global Smash Let Your Backbone Slide, remains the best-selling hip-hop album in Canadian history, and yes, we are including Drake, dropped his Don't Call It a Comeback return this week with Orchestrated Noise. The sometime actor remains on top of the game, and his old-school flow matches beautifully with CanCom-themed singles like the politically conscious Black Trudeau. For the latest in Canadian and international music news, reviews, and interviews, check exclaim.ca every day. Our song pick of the week is Painful Like from Ostra, currently on the summer issue of Exclaim magazine, available across Canada. Painful Like is coming up now on the Earshot 20.
Extra.
Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 13.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
Dead Ghosts from the album Can't Get No this week at number 11, all the way up from number 17. That was a track called Rocky Said. For that, Am I Young by Michael Cronin from MC2, his latest, falling just one spot to number 12. And falling from number 7 to number 13 was The National. Trouble Will Find Me is their new record here, a track called Fireproof. And before that, you heard the Entertainment 401 from Exclaim. And this week we had the editor-in-chief of the magazine filling in for Stephen Karlick, who wasn't available this week. So thank you very much to James Keats for filling in. And you also heard his pick this week, which was a track from Austria and their new record, which is called Olympia. And you're going to hear that in the second hour because it debuts in the top 10 this week. We won't tell you what number yet, but you'll find out soon. And you heard a track called Painful Like.
That's exciting. Yeah, big thanks to James Keyes for joining us, and also to Rob Joannis from Paint, Toronto-based band. Check that out again. The website is paintband.com. We'll post that to our Facebook page very soon. All right, that's the first 10 done, over with. On to the next 10 in the next hour of the program. And as promised, you'll hear from our number 2 artist as well. Paul Lawton from The Ketamines joins us in later on in the program. We broadcast live out of Local 107.3 FM St. John, New Brunswick. IFM. Something wrong with me. And we're on the air 4 to 6 p.m. every Friday, live Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio stations. And Brian's going to list down a few of those right now.
Yeah, you might hear us in many provinces across the nation, including Bay of Islands Radio in Corner Brook, Newfoundland, UMFM or CKUW, both in Winnipeg, Manitoba. in Nanaimo, BC, CHLY on Monday afternoon, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, early Saturday morning, CFBX, Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, and many more.
And you can also find us on radioforall.net, search Earshot 20, and podcast on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the second hour of the program coming up after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.